Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're going to explore the notion of living authentically, what that means, and how to do it. To guide us in that journey is island author and psychotherapist Eva Papp. Welcome, Eva.
Thanks, Susan. I'm very excited to be here with you and to have this conversation.
This is such a fascinating topic. We only have 15 minutes, and we're going to try to pick as much of your brain as we can in that time.
Okay, let's do it.
Your book is titled Chasing the Wild Authentic, A Field Guide to the Practices, Boundaries, and North Star of Living Your Truth. That word authentic is used a lot these days in pop culture. What does it mean to you?
Well, I think in pop culture, to start with, it often means to speak your truth in the moment. And that often devolves into what you're feeling intensely. Although oftentimes what you're feeling intensely in that moment doesn't necessarily carry over to the next moment. So my model of authenticity called active authenticity really is about not just what's going on in the moment, but really reflecting on the 360 of you, what you're thinking, feeling, and also sensing in your body. How do you take that 360 awareness, align with who you are now, who you have been in the past, and what you're moving toward, taking all of that information and then acting in alignment with that. That is really what active authenticity is. It's encompassing all of who you are and bringing that into each moment.
So how do we find out all of who we are?
Well, one of the main concepts of active authenticity is that it's an ongoing process. You don't start knowing who you are, although we do know quite a bit of who we are to begin with. And then we build on that. And we can do that because we're paying attention to who we are in each moment in a certain kind of a way as we take actions and see the results of that action and learn how to reflect on what we just did and the feedback we got. We then take that information and we say, okay, maybe next time I'm going to go more left. That's more in alignment with who I am. Or I'm going to do it this way. Or I'm going to do it that way. And then we try that out and then see what information that brings out. And over time, what happens is there begins to be a refinement of who we are and our knowledge of who we are. And then as we continue to actively progress on the path of active authenticity, the idea is that we get closer and closer to who we are so that we're always acting and keeping in more alignment with who we are.
So why do we need instruction for that now? Why doesn't it come naturally to us to know who we are authentically and act accordingly? What are the obstacles?
Well, that's a great question because there are some ways we do know who we are. We can feel it, right? But there are many obstacles to acting to who we are. The first one is operating from a very limited conception of who we are and not really taking in the 360 and the 180, as I just mentioned. The other thing is, hey, now that I know who I am and I'm going to step into this moment with that, oh my gosh, not everybody's going to really be keen on who I am or go along with who I am, right? What do I do? How do I preserve who I am in that moment while, you know, keeping the peace and moving things forward? Well, that requires a lot of boundary maneuvers, what I talk about in part of the book, and knowing how to do that. And then once you kind of got all that going, how do I take it to the next level, right? So it is a way more complicated idea of authenticity that I think is really required to bring us to that place where we're actually thriving in our authenticity. And we've not been given the tools to do all of those things and do them well. And that's why I wrote the book, to fill in the gaps.
Why didn't we get those tools?
Well, I think they've kind of been lost. You know, a lot of it, say, for instance, we begin by saying, who are we? Right. And a lot of people, as I said, go on an emotion. This is what I feel. But we forget the body. Here's just an example. We forget the body. What is your body telling you? You may emotionally be excited about that date that you're anticipating going on, but is your stomach tight? Are you feeling anxious? Right. What is the rest of you suggesting about that date? And what if we have forgotten how to tune in to the whole three cycle of information, that 360 I'm talking about, the body, the mind, and the emotions, we are missing information. So all of a sudden, while we might be excited and that might be the most forceful thing that's driving us toward that date, if we were able to access the other channels of information and really tuned in and respected what we heard, we might not actually go on that date, right? So there are these aspects that need to be brought forward so that we can really truly understand what's going on in the moment, and so that we can make more accurate, more authentic, more aligned choices.
It almost sounds like listen to your gut, but that's probably an oversimplification. Why do we need this book now?
Well, you know, one of the things I talk about, that an active authenticity is really relevant, or should be relevant. Any model you follow should be relevant to any moment that you find yourself in, right? So I think that what is going on now in the world, which is quite chaotic and quite distressing, really provides an opportunity. It's almost a call for each of us to step into our authenticity to meet that moment. Now, why is that helpful? Because an act of authenticity says not only is it of value to be who you are, that the end point of that is to bring that forward to community, to others, to express who you are in the world. Because it is through the action of being who you are that you discover who you are, but it is also through that action that you affect the things that are going around you in the world. So for instance, say who I am is, you know, one of these tech kids that just know so much about the internet, social media, you know, and maybe expressing that in the world and being true and using that becomes a platform for them to not only live in alignment with who they are, but then to positively affect others. Maybe you're someone who likes to be in the background, but you enjoy, you know, being a support person in a particular arena. Well, you bringing that forward into the world not only allows you to live in alignment with who you are, but is a support to others. And I believe that it is really all of us living in alignment with our authentic selves that is the hope for us as a community to find our authentic way forward. Because when we join with others who are living that way, who are trying to live their most honest, highest version of who we are, when we join with others, then a door opens and we can see the new way forward. And I do believe these times are asking that we discover a new way forward, and we do it in community.
I wonder, when I hear you talking about that, what that might have to do with, in other words, if we are more comfortable with who we are we then more empathetic with others? Are we then more capable of making a genuine contribution to the whole?
Well, that's a really great question. I don't know how much time we have left on our 15 minutes. But this came up actually in the book launch talk that I had. Well, if we're all, you know, being our authentic selves, you know, aren't we going to be kind of narcissistic and all looking out for ourselves? And I almost hear that same question in what you're asking. You know, is it then, are we going to be more compassionate? You know, it depends on where a person starts on the journey. Maybe they're like very close to a narcissist. So when they begin the journey of active authenticity and expressing who they are, that's what it's going to come out looking like. But if one follows a true path, which I believe this is, and you begin to sink in to your experience of the self, guess what? Right there is an awareness that we need other people, that we are in truth happiest when we are being aligned with who we are, and that there are certain things about being a human being. You know, there's a reason why empathy is important, right? Because it helps you get along with other people. And as you start this journey, there are a lot of things you're not going to know. But it is my belief that as you live out into the world and you reflect on your experience in certain kind of ways, which of course the book, you know, lays out of how to do, you begin to discover, hey, there's more for me. I'm on an edge of something that can just expand forward and forward and forward, right? And so maybe that person who started out maybe more narcissistically oriented begins to understand their connection to community and their need for community. Likewise, somebody who is constantly giving and giving and so empathetic to others might realize that's not in their best interest. And maybe there's a way they need to actually pull back to be in alignment with who they are and to bring their best self forward. So everybody starts at a different place on the journey. And so more compassion, less compassion, or more empathy, less empathy. The real things of what we need are there at core. But how much we express them or don't express them has to do with our own experiences and obstacles, and those need to be moved through, and the book helps us learn how to do that.
And in the book, you talk about four zones to authenticity. Can you briefly describe those and tell us how you came to that prescription?
Sure. Well, the four zones are related to the four areas where we have to kind of develop our skill set to be able to live in authentic alignment with who we are. The first one is knowing who you are. Like, you've got to start with something, right? And you start where you are and then learn how to build on that. So that's the first zone. The second is expressing who you are. How do you translate, once you discover who you are, how do you translate that into action? That is not just action that expresses who you are, but then also results in more well-being, more joy, more safety, more peace, more impact. That's two. Then zone three, how do I then protect who I am? And then finally, zone four, how do I take it to the next level? There are a lot of skills and concepts with each one of these zones, and that's why I focus on these four areas.
Wow, that's pretty well put. And very interesting. We're talking with author and psychotherapist Eva Papp. She is an island resident. And Eva, we only have a few minutes left. So tell me what's coming next for you and your book, which is Chasing the Wild Authentic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Chasing the Wild Authentic, a field guide to the practices, boundaries, and North Star of Living Your Truth can be found at our own Vashon Island Bookstore. It can be found on Amazon. Also, I have a Substack free at wildauthenticx.substack.com, where I drill down into some of these things. Also, my website, wildauthentic.com. And at the end of the month in March, March 30th, I'll be doing a full-day workshop right here on the island at O Space. So details of that are not yet organized. So pay attention. O-Space will be announcing it, but it's a donation-only full-day workshop. Very exciting. I'm looking forward to, and you're all invited to come.
It sounds so rich. And Eva, I'm so grateful for the time you've taken to spend with me here on a Vashon Minute, to spend with us. And thank you, dear listener, for joining me and Eva Papp here on A Vashon Minute. Stay tuned to the voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next. Thanks for listening.